Oh yeah, we're about to get nerdy with behind the scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
What's up, crew? After Hours is right now. 1 second, maybe some static. She was flipping out. You said that was loud. So if that was loud out there, my apologies. I may have had the mixer turned up a little bit too much. That's possible because I did not have my little heads up that was telling me I didn't do a test run on it and actually look at the gauge earlier. But welcome to After Hours. While it lasts, I suppose. Tonight's topic, we're going to talk about live streaming, of course, with some of the issues that have went on yesterday and even today. There's been some weirdness with Google Hangouts, which a lot of us use to do our live streaming. Looks like before too long, we may have to find another way to do things. But we're going to talk about tonight anyway. We'll talk about what we currently do, things we've used in the past, kind of our experiences, maybe even some of the drawbacks to our current method or methods we've used, that sort of thing. And just kind of give everybody an idea. If you're out there, if you're thinking about turning on the camera, turning on that microphone, going live, give you a little insight, a few tips and that sort of thing. So let's let's run this one through the panel tonight. Say hello to everybody, and we'll get going. Remember that we are in the chat on the YouTube side. Also have the Gun Channel side up, the chat there as well. And the if you're listening in replay, yeah, the comment section below. Hey, that works just as good as the chat. So use that if you have questions, comments, concerns. If it's complaints, remember that's shooting left to center, gmail.com. Anyway, Night Strike is in here with us. What's up, Strike?
Hey, thanks for the invite. Glad to be here. I can finally make one.
Yeah, it's been a while, I think.
It's been a while. I've been dealing with everything. So I'm sorry I haven't been attending as much.
Nah, I'm going to apologize. Everybody's got a life, right? Budget is back from the bed check. No escapees, I'm guessing.
Nope, everybody's present and accounted for and breathing, so I guess I'm doing what I'm supposed to, right? Yep. Thanks for the invite, Clover. Appreciate it. Don't know how much entertainment I'll be, but maybe I'll be really entertainment if you start to hear me snore. Had about 3 hours of sleep today, and I'm working a 12-hour shift tonight, so this is going to be wonderful.
Oh, you may need some excitement tonight then.
Yeah, well, I've got my Rockstar Pure Zero right here, and I'm going to drink a couple of those, and I should be bouncing off the walls shortly.
Right. There you go. G-Webs in the house with us. I guess you were kind of happy to see Hangouts come back for today. Day late and a dollar short, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's good to see that they still have the tool. But thanks for the invite.
Bet. Gizzard with us. What's up, man?
Hey, not a whole lot. Thanks for the invite.
You bet. And Ghost, how are you, man?
I'm a little depressed. I got the official announcement today that I have emphatically been denied for the lead role of John Wick 4, so I've had better days.
Man, that sucks. Well, that's one more hurdle overcome. Maybe they pick me. I haven't heard yet.
Well, that maybe they could, yeah. I'll live through you, I guess.
Have you applied for the TV series yet? They're making a TV series.
Really? That's interesting. No, I have not. Yeah, there's definitely, I believe there's going to be a height requirement for John Wick, I believe.
Well, then I'm definitely done.
Yeah. So let's get started. Let's talk about this live streaming thing. And I want to take this several directions. First, we'll talk a little bit about what apparently went on yesterday, just to give everybody out there in the interwebs land, some insight, some info on what went on. And, we all know that these platforms we own are vulnerable. Yesterday, it was not necessarily a platform issue, as it was a plug-in for the platform issue, which is weird. So, actually happened to G-Webs, I don't know, mid, I guess it depends on which coast you're on, right? But at least here, central time. So we'll go with that since we're in the center. But, it was, I don't know, mid to late afternoon. And he was getting an error, and it was a redirect error through Google Chrome. And so he, and I don't know why I've got a cough. Hang on just a second. I don't know what's going on with me. Got the sniffles and all. Anyway.
Drinking a slurp of that shamrock shake you've got there.
Yeah. That's nasty. Worst shake ever, by the way. Anyway. So, he sent me a message, and of course I jumped on it and got to playing around and looking and seeing what was going on, and went over to, if you're not familiar with the site, Down, D-O-W-N, Down Detector, go check that site out. That's pretty cool if you're a creator and you're looking at potentially problems and stuff like that, outages, you should say, and it's pretty neat. It'll tell you if there is an outage or likely outage or if everything's fine, and it'll even give a map a lot of times of the outage locations and stuff, which is kind of cool. But anyway, I jumped over there and it didn't show any problems with Google Hangouts, which was weird. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. So I tried Google Hangouts, not through YouTube, but just standalone, and everything was working fine. But you go back to YouTube and you get that error. And so I've been in the tech space for quite some time, a couple of decades. So kind of know what to do to clear cache and cookies and restart and do all this other stuff that, could potentially be a problem. Did all of that. Didn't work. I thought, okay, well, Chrome is being screwy then maybe. So I went and got some other browsers, fired those up, same issue. And at that point, I'm like, okay, it's got to be the platform. Problem is, while I'm saying this, while we're messing with this and while we're doing things, some other people went live. You're like, okay, this makes no sense. So it was one of the things that was not, it was a major outage, I guess, for everybody involved, but it was not a major outage altogether. Finally, though, last night, after this had been happening for, oh, good Lord, four or five hours at least, went back to Down Detector, and it was like, it goes from like green to a red on there. It's kind of like a DEFCON system almost. It was, the potential for outage. And it was on the yellow, orange, right in that that area. So I'm like, okay. And I got to looking, and it was four or five comments. And that's one of the cool things about that site, too, is if you sign up there, then you can go in and comment and then talk with other people and reply to their stuff. And so I got in some back and forth conversations, and there were definitely quite a few people that were having the issue. And it appears that as the night went on, it even got a little worse. So then today starts, and we'll run through the panel here in a second with anybody that that live streamed today to see if they've had any issues. But I've off and on picked up or watched, I guess, three live streams today. And on all three of those, something happened and they went off and came back. I got like double notifications for live streams. So it's like, huh, that's weird. What's going on there? Could be that they scheduled them yesterday. They didn't work. And so maybe I was getting that and then they scheduled a new one for today. That's certainly a possibility. Anyone on the panel, have you had any weirdness today, or did I miss anything from yesterday with what went on with Hangouts?
Is anybody getting a weird speed issue with Clover?
Yes.
Yes.
it's like speeding up. It's like a weird buffer. It's not unintelligible, but you're either drinking way too many of them things that that Budget's drinking, or you've got a something else.
It sounds like to me that he's one of those old car dealer commercial guys that reads the stuff real fast at the end of the commercial.
But like just randomly in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
And then it goes back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be either an internet thing or YouTube's buffer thing, because that's not something that you'd be on your end, I don't think.
All right. What about out there on the anybody out there in the chat? What would you call it, I guess?
Imagine if your speed control was a knob, like a volume, but you know, you were really adjusting like speed. That's what it sounds like. Somebody's wiggling your speed.
Sometimes you're going slow, and then sometimes you're going like that Micro Machines guy fast.
You're all kind of like this, and then you go fast, and then you go slow again. But even faster than I can do it. I'm trying to fake it. Anyway, so
far we got a couple people out there that. Well, so far there's a couple people out there said they haven't noticed it. Gizzard said he's not noticing it. Okay, so we've got continued weirdness with Hangouts, I guess. Apparently,
well, we've had it not hearing it. People hearing each other too, right? With the whole like coming in after and not hearing who was already there or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's true too. Hmm. Okay. Well, to elaborate on the potential of it actually being an issue with mine. So, I mean, if it's an issue in the chats out there, definitely say something. But about 20 minutes, I guess, before we went live, I had some real jinky, goofy stuff. My internet disconnected and reconnected just kind of out of the blue. And I could have some type of a problem, but if it's sounding good on the YouTube side, then that's kind of weird. But yeah, for anybody that was in a live or did a live today, have you noticed anything else weird? Yes, G-Web, to answer your question.
No, they've been normal. I started one just to see if it would work for me to follow through and make it one go live, and it worked. Ran it for a couple minutes, turned it off. We were in knives all day. His was working all day yesterday, but no issues there. That's the only ones I've been in.
Right. And Knives went today. How long did he go today?
Full time. His was fine. Okay. He was unaffected. Nobody in California seems to have been affected, at least from gun channels.
Oh, okay. That's
Angelina. Everybody else in California could go live all morning.
Wow, okay.
I got up.
Right.
So it's probably just some sort of a distribution of things, you know. So let's talk about how the internet works. When you change something on the internet, it's not like it's on the entire internet.
Right.
Because that might make it easier for people to understand if they don't know that, you know, what is it? Servers have to
propagate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, propagate, disseminate, maybe. Be another good word. Yeah, definitely. And I don't know, that was weird, because looking at the outage map last night, quite a bit of California showed up on the outage map. Of course, that doesn't mean they were necessarily in that particular area of California either, and I don't remember at this point if it was the northern end or the southern end or where.
YouTube's in LA, right?
That's a good question. I'm not real sure.
I think they are, because Hosh has gone to the YouTube headquarters or campus, and he wouldn't drive all the way to San Francisco.
Right.
Google is in San Francisco.
YouTube is in San Bruno.
What is that?
Where is that? Let me look. It's northwest of San Jose.
So where is that? Nobody knows suburbs. We know San Diego, or we know San Diego.
It's San Francisco.
Right. It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, yeah, that's interesting, too. Well, I mean, it's good that everybody is good that everybody was working today. So it seems like, except for the few that, like I said, that I – and then, like, again, I'll caveat by saying that those people may have had a – one previously scheduled and something was jinky with it or something. Who knows? And they had to start another one. So that's strange.
It happened on Tuesday. Is it possible that Night Strike did this with his hit or miss show?
Yeah, that's who we need to blame.
Yeah, you know, it's possible, but because it also happened to Matt last night, I'm blaming Never Enough Ammo.
Well, it would stand to reason if it was regional. Stand to reason that if I was affected, Matt was affected. Let's move on. We've got Dog Body out there, Muscle Dog Mafia. He's got something. We'll read it on the YouTube side, and then we'll move on because this is kind of where we're gonna go with this next. We're gonna kind of talk about what we do as far as live streaming and what we've done in the past, what we've played around with. I know I have some experience with several different things, and then we'll move into maybe the future of live streaming, what to be considering hedging against. There's certain methods or software we need to look at, that sort of thing. Dog Body says he uses the live and private to make some of his videos. He said he found a sound delay in the recording and movement in the video that didn't match the sound, and he had to record it twice. So, almost like a lag issue, where it's not synced up or whatever. I have actually experienced that too. That's one of the reasons I record, and I'll kind of start off with this, I guess, and kind of talk about what I do now. And I've done other things in the past, and we'll play it around with other things, and we'll get to those in a second. But, you know, as far as now, one of the uses that I'll use Hangouts for, besides the whole YouTube integrated thing like we're using right now, is I'll open a private like he's talking about. And then I'll use OBS, you know, some type of a, you know, capture software. I've been using OBS for a long time, but other things work as well. And then I capture the audio, and that's how I do the recorded podcast. Makes it easier. You can open Hangouts up on the backside. You don't have to go live. Doesn't use that much bandwidth, especially if you get people to turn their cameras off and that sort of thing, because we're just recording the audio. And of course you can put multiple people in the room, which is always nice. I'm guessing right now everybody on the panel is using Hangouts in probably the same way we are tonight, correct? If you're not, let me know. You're pretty much scheduling it in the classic YouTube creator or studio, let me back up, the classic creator studio, and then just clicking the launch Hangouts, correct? Yes?
Yes, no? Yes, correct. That's yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. What I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, Gary, you was pointing out something that's a little bit different. You were talking about forever, we have not had lower thirds and different tools and things like that with Hangouts. But you said with Safari, you can make them work on Apple, I'm assuming, right?
I presume. I've never put Safari. You can download Safari for a Windows machine. I've never done it. I don't have a Windows machine at home. Yes, it does work on my MacBook.
That may be something. I put Safari on yesterday playing with this, and that may be something that I'll go in. I may go in here later and fire it up and see if it works. What did John Z out there on the YouTube side? What's he saying? Let's look at that real quick. Remember, though, if you're in replay, comments below. If you're on YouTube, Gun Channels, bam, put the get the chat going, man. Those nerdy questions in there. But John Z says you can actually make Hangouts another window within OBS. So if Hangouts is wonky, you can just do the regular phone call out to everyone and then link it, and it works nice. Yes, that's what I did yesterday after GWebs has had the problem, and I kind of verified and figured out really there's not an immediate solution. that's what I did. So yeah, we'll kind of move on to that. Well, Sarge just jumped in, so we'll get with Sarge. He does things a little bit differently because he's obviously got lower thirds, as you can see. Unless you're listening to this and then you can't see, but trust me, he's got lower thirds. But yeah, yesterday I did that. I mean, I fired up Hangouts on the backside, just that private off-air conversation. Then I took and I opened OBS, and I used the new studio beta in YouTube. It will give you the stream key. You put your stream key into OBS. This is all probably not as complex as it is, but probably not as simple as I'm making it out either. But anyway, put that in there and then stream that to, stream all that to YouTube. The one hangup that was weird that I had was being able to get the volumes on my mixer set right, because the audio, I couldn't get the audio from like the panel. Anything going through my mic was fine, but at first I couldn't get audio from the panel out to the chat. And then when I did, it was either too loud or not loud enough or something like that. And it seems like with this hangout, I don't know if it's something built in or not, but it seems like it equalizes things more. But let's jump to Sarge. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? I have a question about what you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between doing a quick event, which is what I usually do, or entering the stream key through OBS that way? Is there a difference? Because I don't know.
Well,
I know it's a different way to do it, but is the end product different? Excuse me. I guess that's what I mean.
No, the end product is different. The quick event you're talking about, though, you're using Google Hangouts, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what did not work yesterday.
Hmm.
So we had to find another way. So I guess that gives us some insight. So I'm guessing what you're using now is you're using OBS doing your lower third, your screen overlay, and then you're using the virtual cam plugin for OBS to then broadcast through Hangouts to YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. Wanted to get that, just get that down and get that accurate. Okay.
And what so if you use the stream key, you're broadcasting through like OBS is like what you have up on your screen when you're doing it that way.
You take OBS, if you're talking about doing it through the new YouTube studio, which is what I was playing with yesterday, then you go into the new studio. You create an event. You can set it for a future time, whatever, and it will give you a stream key. Then you go into your OBS. You don't mess with the virtual cam at all. You basically set your screen up however you want. And in OBS, you've got all of these different elements you can put in. You can share an actual screen from your computer. You can put a picture in, feeds from programs. I mean, you can do all kinds of cool things with OBS. And then you can make those sections smaller or larger and place them around however you want on the screen, all that good stuff, but get all that set up. Input that stream key into OBS, and then you start streaming in OBS. You click the start streaming button. From there, you go back into the new studio beta on YouTube, and you will have the option at that point, once it picks up the stream from OBS, you'll have the option to go live. And then it's just in reverse when you go to kill it. You end the broadcast in studio beta, you end the broadcast on OBS, and then you're done. What was cool about that yesterday and playing around with it is a lot of the options and the analytics and stuff like that were real time. I noticed that it was not nearly as resource intensive. I don't believe if you've got, and this makes a difference if you've got crappy internet like I do, but the new studio beta and being in the live dashboard in there, instead of watching the YouTube live chat, you know, we got to open the video page or the feed page. We got to pause it, mute it, watch the chat that way. All of that stuff shows up in the live dashboard, along with a ton of other, like I said, metrics and analytics, which is kind of cool. And there's a little video preview there. And you do have the option to mute that and pause it. But even if you don't mute it and pause it, it's lowered the resolution. It's lowered everything that it's feeding through there. So the draw on your internet, the bandwidth usage in that seems to be really, really efficient. I really liked it. I mean, that was, you know, other than the pain in the neck that you can't use Hangouts to it, which is a deal breaker for a lot of people out there. And part of the reason we're talking about this, other than that, I really like that live dashboard. Just, I am.
You can also pause your live stream, run a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Get paid to take a break.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
when you, are monetized, when you hit pause or whatever it's called at the top there, then it'll run a commercial for the time. I think it's, you hit the button and it'll pause for the length of time a commercial is, and then it'll come back and tell you you're live again.
Hmm. Yeah, it'll basically give you a live mid-roll is how that works, more or less. So, yeah, if you need a break, I guess, you know, whatever. Maybe you're on by yourself. And you need
like Mike Strike's talking for a long time.
Yeah, right. Might as well just take it off air, right? So, yeah, I'll let if anybody else wants to jump in with what they're doing now or what they've played with in the past, anybody else played with anything? I mean, I know several of you have played with OBS. I don't know if you've played with streaming and doing things outside of Hangouts or outside of the direct quick stream, as Sarge mentioned, through YouTube with Hangouts. Has anybody done any other type of streaming?
I tried with OBS, and I don't have the internet to run OBS, so I can't do it.
I understand. And one thing we haven't talked about is the Quick Live. I mean, we're doing panels like this, it's one thing. But if you're out there and you're thinking, hey, I just want to, you know, me and the audience talk about my thoughts, kind of like Dog Body was talking about out there, just kind of use it to make a video type thing or something like that. I did a mail time earlier today, and yeah, whether it's a mobile app, but you got to have 1,000 subs for that now, unfortunately. But whether it's the mobile app or you're doing it through the new studio, which has the just the quick launch, you know, webcam feature in it, then you can just hit that, man, and go live and end it, and you're done. So it's not nearly the hassle, I guess, of having to worry about third-party softwares and all that stuff. Problem is you're limited with that. You're limited, like I said, with lower thirds and obviously with people you can have on the panel and all that good kind of stuff. But, you know, that is a good point, Noxious, and I'm glad you brought that up because yeah, there are quite a few people out there that have way less than stellar internet. And, you know, I think you're on like 3/4 of a meg up, something like that, you said. And mm-hmm. I'm on a meg up myself. Thankfully, it's consistently that. You know, it's consistently at least that, I should say. When I was streaming yesterday, I think it dropped to like 980 or 960 maybe or something like that, and that just a couple of times, and that's as far as it dropped under the 1024. But even at that, with that 1 meg, it's really, really hard if we're running through OBS, if we're facilitating the stream on our end as opposed to, you know, more or less letting Hangouts do it and then propagate that over to YouTube. Yeah, it's very hard to do video at all. I mean, even just like one camera do video. And I've got to tweak the settings within OBS, which is something that I can throw out there right quick before we move on, because It was something I played with. I'm not done playing with it, but I have played with it. And one of the things is the bit rate. And I was playing around with it, and the streams I did yesterday, I went into my phone and they looked fine. It was just images on the screen, really, kind of what the folks in the YouTube side or gun channel side is seeing right now, really just avatars on the screen flopping back and forth maybe, and then some other graphics. But everything looked good even with these settings. Now, had we went to cameras or something like that, it would have either A, my internet would have cratered, or B, those probably would not have looked nearly as good. So bit rate was one of them. And the tip I got on that that seemed to, like I said, work out pretty well, said to match your bit rate to your lowest possible bandwidth. So in my case, I've got a meg up. That's, you know, basically 1024. So I went in and I set my bit rate, and it said you got to account for, you know, some loss, right? And so I went in and I adjusted the bit rate, and it was set default to something crazy like 3,000, which may have been part of my problem. And so I adjusted that down to 800. First of all, things seemed to work out pretty good. The next thing I did was change the resolution, because your YouTube's only gonna play it in 720p anyway. So there's no sense in, you know, if your OBS settings are higher than 720p, that's just ridiculous. So you can change that. And then because I didn't have video, wasn't concerned with live video on those, it was just graphic stuff. I cranked my frame rates down, and I cranked those all the way down to 10 frames a second, that would be considerably noticeable if there was video. But without video, you don't have to have that. I mean, that's plenty if you're not running video.
Is that the kind of thing that if you're not running video, it even comes into account? Or is it like just a change in a knob for it's not on?
It's going to come into account because your avatars and stuff on the screen are changing. And if you'll notice, okay, if we're using Hangout right now, every time you talk, you get the little bubbles that come out around your avatar. So that's frame rates.
You think that's coming from your machine, though? That's a gift coming from the server, no? I mean, I hear what you're saying, though, but...
Well, but if you're streaming this through OBS, then yes, you're serving all of this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as what we're doing here, no, it's going.
What about, will there be a point where we get like VPNs except for servers? Like, let's say somebody makes a video hosting platform that has like a place that you can connect to with like issues like you and Obnoxious have, and then from there have high speed connections to your Hangouts and stuff.
One more time, because I didn't follow.
You know how like a VPN is going to let you connect to a VPN and then explore the web,
right?
So what if you had some sort of a platform where you connect to it, and then that's where you do your live stuff for people that don't have fast enough internet connections to do their own hosting?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know. I mean, there's already something out there like that, or maybe it's not even necessary to have that layer. If we had maybe somebody that owned a video hosting platform that,
right, you
know, the stuff, maybe they could.
Well, I mean, they're already out there, and I guess pretty much any platform that has the built-in live stream capability has that, right? Because like right now, my computer's not running this. It runs way, way, way better this way than it does me trying to pull all of this stuff that we're talking about, Hangouts and everything else, into OBS and then serve that myself to YouTube. It's much easier to make that connection to Hangouts and then let Hangouts serve it to YouTube. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a a load off a burden. Yeah. Anything else? Anybody want to jump in with anything with live streaming before we move into some future talk here? That was a pretty good segue. She let us in for the future talk. Yeah, sort of wish Gunstreamer would have been here. I reached out to a couple of other places to try to come in and talk about this. Yeah, nobody's here, unfortunately. So we're gonna speculate a little bit, and we're gonna talk about, you know, potentially what we can do. I know G-Webs, probably start with you. I know that when this happened, I haven't had a chance, unfortunately, to get in and look at the whole G Suite or whatever you were talking about. But it looks like that while Hangouts may not go away, it's looking like it may become a pay-to-play in the future. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah. So they're well, at least there's going to be paid options. So there's going to be something free. When I was playing around with the paid thing yesterday, because it basically tells us that Google Hangouts is what we know of it. YouTube Hangouts is going away, and then it's going to be called YouTube Meet, M-E-E-T. And I went to look at what that is. That's a paid service, and I signed up for it and everything. However, because of the outage yesterday, as soon as I tried to attempt to go to the equivalent, whatever the new version of this is, it wasn't working either. So I still have yet to figure out what the new Meet looks like, but it's going to be the next incarnation of YouTube Hangouts.
Okay. Gotcha. In those packages, I believe you said started at like $6 a month or something.
No, I think it was 9, 12, and 24. It wasn't that cheap.
Oh, okay. Nine. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. So outside of that, I mean, you know, I guess we've got to look into, and it's going to be one of those things. I mean, maybe if you know, are like obnoxious or you're like myself, I mean, unfortunately that comes along. I mean, if we don't have better internet, we may be stuck with having to pay $9 a month or higher. You know, if we want to continue to do it, because of what we talked about earlier, it's so difficult for us to facilitate the streams ourselves with the slow upload speed. But I'm going to bring.
Well, let me throw something in there. It wasn't at all geared to content creators. It wasn't at all branded YouTube. It was 100% to compete with an online office suite like Microsoft Office. So it was more of. All the paid stuff was geared towards like running your business efficiently online. Like it would really be good for running gun channels or something like a collaborative project, because it lets people log in and work on things and, you know, have spreadsheets and all the stuff that's in Google Drive, but definitely not branded to the content creator on YouTube. Nothing, you couldn't be further from it. It's more of a professional, and it says, in fact, it's like designed to be for, you know, again, remote offices or, you know, contractors or something, or subcontractors, where you're going to be having chats like this to coordinate on projects and jobs and stuff. And broadcasting it is of no interest. So their tiers, the expensive tier even had an option for broadcasting the live event. So
okay.
I suspect that there's going to be either nothing for Hangouts, or we have yet to see a content creator version of this. I just want to throw that out there. It's definitely not like they said, hey, go to Google Meet and like that'll take care of all your YouTube Hangout needs. Like it was the opposite of that. It completely said nothing about YouTube.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue into where I want to go with this then, because I want to go with, you know, this happens, you know, late 2019, G Suite completely rolls out, whatever. What happened yesterday happens on a long-term basis. We're without Google Hangouts, right? Let me rephrase this. Yeah, we're without Google. Let's say we're out. Yeah, I'm going to go back to what I originally said. We're without Google Hangouts, period, right? There's no no incarnation of it at all. Even the back end does not work, right? Where do we go from there? What is there? Are there softwares out there that anybody's experimented with that they think have some capability? Ghost, you giving any thought to that?
As far as other ways to do it?
Yeah, without Hangouts at all. Hangouts in any, like I said, the back end of Hangouts, the YouTube part of Hangouts, it's all, let's say it's all gone. Where do you go from there?
You know, I use Zoom to record the podcast. There is a way to do a stream key, obviously OBS. I think we were talking last night that some people are using Skype, but there are a lot of different ways. As long as you're able to get, now let's say Hangouts goes away, as long as YouTube will still provide a stream key, there are multiple ways to do it. It just depends on what's going to be easiest and the most flexible for you. But, you know, Zoom, Skype, there are OBS, obviously. If you use a stream key, it shouldn't be a problem, I'd imagine.
Right. And AJ out there, he beat you to it like by half a second with the super chat. So thank you, sir. He said, yeah, look into Zoom. He said, they use it at work, and it works well. So now with Zoom, since we're talking about that, do you know how many people you can get in Zoom, or did you say?
Yeah, basically what Zoom for free, if it's just the host and one other person, it's free. If you utilize more than one person on a meet, what they call a meeting, if there's more than two people, then you have to pay for that service. But if it's just two people one-on-one, then it's free. It's unlimited. But they have is unlimited. They have different levels. You can have up to like three or four. There's another branch that's unlimited for business stuff, and it costs money. But if you don't want to do it for free, then it's just two people.
Right. Now, what, you know anything about the pricing tiers on it? How crazy it is if when
you know, because they have different levels. There's some for businesses and stuff like that, but you know, hold on here, I can pull it up real quick. It's not hard at all. Let me go to pricing real quick.
Okay. Well, while you're looking at that, I wanted
here to we go. It's right here. Okay. I'm sorry. Up to 100 participants. You have unlimited one-to-one meetings, 40 minutes limited on group meetings, unlimited number of meetings. So anything, okay. So it's for the free one, if you have one-to-one meetings, it's unlimited. If you have more than one other person, it's 40 minutes on group meetings. For $14.99 a month, meeting duration limit is 24 hours. Wow. One gigabyte of MP4 cloud recording. And that's the one good thing about Zoom is if you're recording, that's why I use it for podcasting. Because let's say there's two of us talking, it records the audio on two separate channels. So if one person's audio is different, you can go into the editing software and do it because it's separate channels.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you have a business, what they call business is $19.99 a month. And it includes 100 participants, phone support, an admin dashboard, and all the things that were there before, up to 24 hours meeting duration. And then they have another one called Enterprise, and it's for a minimum of 50 hosts, up to 1,000 participants, and unlimited cloud storage. Okay. So the highest one is for $20 a month.
Right. So it sounds similar. The entry at like 14 sounds kind of similar to what GWebs was talking about with the whole G Suite thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, right. You're looking at you can't do some type of a stream key with that, correct? You would still have to push that through OBS or Streamlabs or some type of software, right?
That I don't know because I've never used it to go on YouTube. I just use it for podcasting. So the answer is I don't know with that. I can mess around with it and get back to you.
Okay. yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, play around with it. I plan on looking into some more options, and hopefully everybody out there listening can, you know, the whole thing is to be ahead. We talk about it all the time. Be looking for the next thing, be ahead of the curve, you know, try not to get caught with your proverbial, you know, pants down. One thing, what I was going to say when you were talking about, you know, actually it crossed my mind when G-Webs was saying something earlier. And this is for everybody out there that's listening and everybody that's participating in those chats and everybody that values these live streams that you go on and watch. I understand that for the longest of times, you know, this has costed nothing as far as monetary aspect. You know, there's been free options out there, free software out there. You guys haven't had to pay to listen or watch or anything like that. But, you know, moving forward, it's conceivable that we could get into a day and age, and particularly for folks like Obnoxious or myself, that can have internet restrictions, that what we've got to do is we've got no option but maybe to pay $9 a month, you know, to be able to continue to do this. So, you know, the question is, you know, if it's $9 a month, I mean, that's 9 people dropping $1 a month, right? And you're getting multiple pieces of content a month, all of that kind of stuff. And it's not even 9 people a month. I mean, if you stretch that out, obviously, over a yearly cost or something like that, it's very, very marginal. Saying all of that to say, you know, I think it's really important, and we talk about it a lot, that if you're able to break off a little bit here and there to help keep those shows that you like rolling and going, then, you know, try to finagle it out and do that. It could become vital in the future. It's not now. We've got recourse. It's definitely appreciated now, but, yeah, it could become a vital thing. I'm going to jump over to Sarge. And just kind of let you touch on the same thing. Have you played with anything else? What is your ideas on hedging against, you know, Hangouts being gone completely?
I have not. I did see one thing that interests me. I've watched some of Hank Strange's videos. Some of the later ones have been using Skype. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of neat the way he's – I don't really like it when he shows like 4 different cameras, but when there's 3 – and it splits across the screen, I think that's pretty cool. So I've thought about it, but I have not actually put a lot of time into it just yet.
Right.
So
I have tried to play around with that. The thing is, the way I'm trying to play around with that, and I'll just throw out an invite, basically. If you know, there's folks out there that use Skype, that have Skype, I mean, get with me. Emails media at clovertech.com. We'll set something up. We'll play around with it and do a little bit more homework, try to figure out what, you know, exactly what's going over there with that. But, yeah, I played around. I set up an account on my phone, and then I set up, you know, an account on the PC, 2 different. I got access to all kind of emails because different topic for a different show that we've done many times in the past. But if you have your own domain, and all of that good kind of stuff, well, you can set up multiple emails, obviously. So, and it's just, it's really weird. I mean, I haven't really been able to figure out the back and forth with the audio and some other aspects of that, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, is my phone muted or not muted at this point? Am I picking up, you know, stuff from my phone, or is it coming from my mic? And it would make it so much easier if there was another person on another line somewhere totally different. So, but yeah, I too think that Skype, is another viable option. Gizzard, for you, do you, have you given any thought, into, you know, Hangouts has gone away? What do we do?
Oh yeah, I've thought about it. I just don't know exactly. I've played with OBS a little bit on my older computer. I haven't loaded it on this one. I need to learn how to use it. There's so many settings, it kind of overwhelms me. So mm-hmm. I haven't gotten real good at it yet. But
And that may be a topic. I mean, we may can slate that for next week or something like that and just kind of go through. There, it's not as overwhelming once you kind of understand everything. But, yeah, I agree. When you take that thing and you install it and you open it up, it's like, oh, my God, where do I go from here? You know?
Yeah.
But just to get a basic stream up and going, if you want to do kind of like Sarge was mentioning, if you want to do these split screens and overlays and show up super chats showing up and different graphics on the screen and all of that kind of craziness, then yeah, I mean, there's some advanced learning that's going to have to be done, but there's not a whole lot that, you have to get configured in order to just make it work, so to speak. Obnoxious, I'm going to come around to you now because you're kind of the same boat as me. And I definitely went into scramble mode trying to, you know, think yesterday, like, good Lord, now, you know, what's going to be my option? Because I knew OBS and trying to do something through OBS was not going to be optimal, especially with the default settings of OBS and that sort of thing. So have you looked into, what do we do? Hangouts is gone. What does Obnoxious One do?
No, I haven't, because the first time I'd heard anything about it was when you were having problems last night, and then G was having problems on his, and Matt, I should say, because I looked over and I saw that he just had him in his, you know, in the little box, and then had, you know, like a static image up for the main screen. So I wasn't sure what was going on there. I figured you were trying something new. I didn't know what was going on with Matt. And then when G came on later and said that he had problems, that's when I realized people were having problems. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I haven't looked in it. I tried OBS when I first started doing lives. So that was back in February sometime. I've downloaded OBS and got it up and going and tried it out once, and it's just, no, I may have to go in and tweak some settings or something, but
right.
Yeah, I couldn't run a live with it. And I was talking with John out here in the chat. I went and got satellite, and the only thing the satellite is hooked to in the house is down here in the gun room with my computer. And the only thing I use the satellite for is uploading, because you can't run a live with the satellite. There's too much of a delay there.
Right.
Because I've tried doing that.
You got too bad a latency.
Yeah, I've had problems with that. And even uploading, once it's uploaded, I will switch back to the DSL to do the end screens and the cards and any other thing with it. I literally only use the satellite to upload.
Right. And that may be something that, if we do it next week or within the next few weeks and actually go through the OBS settings, that may be something you might want to try again, you know, tweak those settings and try again. Especially if you kind of do like I do and pretty much just run audio when I'm doing, you know, when I'm doing it, I mean, I tell them, turn the camera off, you know, if I'm going to go that route, turn the camera off, save my bandwidth. I don't have to worry about frame rates and the things that we were talking about earlier. I want to bring Night Strike in here now. And same question goes to you. And what I'm partially interested in too, since you are the purveyor of GunTube, you know, Hangouts goes down, and I think G-Webs mentioned it. Several other people mentioned what happened yesterday. It was a prime opportunity to go, look, we need to use this platform over here, you know, or whatever. You know, if this happens and they pull the plug on Hangouts completely, you know, and definitely talk about alternatives and other things. I want you to hit on some of the stuff the other guys have hit on. But from that platform standpoint, is that an opportunity that platforms are missing out on?
Well, opportunity, yes, it is an opportunity, but at the same time, you have to weigh the pros and cons of that opportunity. While yes, it's more user interaction, you know, it keeps people interested, you know, all that. But you also have to look at it from the platform position where it's 2, 3, 4 times as much bandwidth they have to spend on to do all of that, you know, and they have to have extra servers to, you know, essentially pick up the slack because they have the servers have to do twice as many things now.
Plus the added software and management.
You might have to have a you most likely will have to have a full-time team of web programming coders to work on it. One, and it's just right now I'm working on something. It's not great. I don't have the capital to do it right. I really would like to do it right because there's a couple ways I could do it to where we would have a platform in case something goes down. Mm-hmm. I have a concept right now up, but it's not complete. It works, but it only allows for one person to stream to a server instead of multiple people. And therein lies the problem of enough bandwidth going out mm-hmm. and coming in.
Right. And well, I know at one time you had several things, you know, you were playing around with a lot of different things. Cause I know at one time,
I changed the name of it. It's chamber.guntube.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, looks like, sorry to break in, but looks like you've got a fan out there in the chat, Clover.
Well, that's nice. What's my mods?
No. I don't see any mods.
I don't see any mods either. Hang on a minute.
I hate to pull an armament and axes on you, but
thanks for that. Appreciate it. I got them.
Just ban evil.
I got them and Giz got them. Looks like so. We're okay for now.
Let me bring this up real quick. All right.
Well done. You can try. But what I was going to say while you're doing that, let me just say this. Back when I got my band, I know that you were playing around. I was able to put a stream key in, and that sort of worked. I mean, when it worked well, I guess. And it's probably a bandwidth overload issue or something, I'm guessing. And then at one time, you had the private side of the chats like these, like the pretty much a clone of only a little bit better. You actually had a few more features added into it of the Google Hangouts.
It's the software I'm testing with right now, and mm-hmm. I'm screen sharing it. You can see the Hangout. It looks a bit like Hangouts, but it's called Jitsi. It's an open source project, mm-hmm. and you know the additions, you know. Would I be able to afford, you know, having it, you know, perfectly configured would be where you could even have users who call a phone number in and join a Hangout either live on air or off air and be a participant as a phone participant.
Wow. That would be kind of neat.
My concern is working with gypsies is they might stab you.
it's Jitsi, JITSI.
I would be worried about him putting the voodoo on me or whatever, putting the hex on me.
Unless they look like Stevie Nicks, then I'm good with it.
But again, that's what I'm working on, and it can stream to a live server and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Right now, unfortunately, because I have to hire a programmer to reconfigure it, it'll only stream straight to YouTube. Right. But what I'm trying to get a hold of a programmer to do is to recompile it to where it just takes the GunTube stream key mm-hmm. and live streams to GunTube.
Okay. Interesting.
Which is just replacing one URL with another and whatnot. But as far as alternative software, stuff I'm working on, I'm playing with, there's also, again, yeah, you could use a number of stuff. Like I figured out how to do it. There are options to where you can set it up to where, you know, if you can use Discord and it'll show how many people are using Discord and whatnot and do it that way. There's also, you can use Skype. you could use the the G Suite if you had a company set up, but there are a couple other options. But again, you know, it just runs down to whether you'd still be able to stream directly to YouTube, you know, using a stream key. Mm-hmm. And we don't know down the line whether once they get rid of Google Hangouts, if they're going to still allow you to stream using a stream key or other software.
I'm going to step in and I'm going to say we're not going to have to worry about that aspect of things. Now, I'm not going to say that they're not going to go all whack with their biases and kill that feature for certain people and all of that. But all of your big mainstream people, your big channels, I mean, be it the Crowders or the, you know, Booty Pies or the whoever, they are using third-party software. They're using stream keys. That's the whole stream key idea out there is the norm. Would you disagree with that? That's the norm.
No, a stream key is the norm. The only thing that I do want to interject and mention is live streaming is done via the real-time messaging protocol, RTMP, okay? And if you've been keeping track, Facebook is only doing that over real-time messaging protocol secure now. They got rid of normal RTMP and went to RTMPS because, you know, they want it more secure. It's just like when you go to a website, instead of typing HTTP, it'd be HTTPS for secure. Okay. There's also this. Everybody is using some form of software. There's OBS. There's some other paid software that is much better than OBS, but it's also you have to pay for it and it's expensive, but yeah, it works much better.
Yeah, I know a creator that has some software that's it's unbelievably awesome and pretty unbelievably simple to use, but it's also like $800, I think, a year or something.
You can also use if you're more into video gaming and whatnot, you can use Streamlabs version of OBS, mm-hmm. which integrates with their platform. But again, it really runs down to, you know, for platforms, remember, you know, just doing live video online, you know, allowing people to upload videos and watch videos online, that takes bandwidth, you know, twice as much bandwidth, like depending on how many people are watching that same video at the same time, or whether, you know, people are watching other videos at the same time when people are uploading videos. It's all taking bandwidth, you know, and if you don't have enough, if a company doesn't have enough bandwidth to be able to take, you know, to take the load of, you know, all these people using everything at once, like say thousands of people, then you can't make it.
Right. Gotcha. So I'm going to jump on. We're going to finish up this topic. I'm going to bring G-Webs in, give him the floor to finish up with it, you know, with this, because, you know, G-Webs obviously has looked at stuff. He's been around a while. He's seen the flow, you know, with technology and other things. And, you know, I'm curious, G, what are your thoughts? I mean, as far as, you know, Google's gone, whatever, the future of live streaming. Because I don't think you would disagree that we're kind of in the infancy stages with this a bit, right?
The infancy of going live and having live discussions online?
Yeah, are we still in the infancy of that in a way?
No. AOL was, that was what AOL was chat rooms. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the idea of getting together and having real-time conversation, we went from AOL chat rooms back to forums, if you remember, when we lost the, you know, the community, like the closed community of AOL, and people could, you know, even at that slow internet speed, have every single thing, you know, brought to them by the platform. Mm-hmm. You had interaction then. Now, I don't know how many people were using AOL back then, but then we lost all that. We went to MySpace, we went to forums, and it went back to conversations that might take a week to have a conversation like we're having today, or it might take a month actually to have a conversation this elaborate. Mm-hmm. So just to answer that question, no, I think live conversation has been literally the beginning of the internet.
Well, as far as the tech side of it, do you think?
Like I say, the tech on AOL chat rooms was great. It was really, really, really good. And that's the reason I think I continue to like the internet so much, because I know we can get back to that. And we eventually did get back to that in like the 2010s and stuff. Anyhow, so that answers that question. I think we've had it for a long time. And that's one of the reasons people cherish the internet, the people that like the internet. Some people just think of it as another newspaper or a different kind of library. And then there's people like us that use, you know, this as a way to have conversation and to grow our awareness and everything and influence others. So as far as what to do with, there's no more YouTube. That's super important because YouTube is strategically and tactically not good. And socially, I think it's losing its relevancy. And I would be willing to have a conversation or a debate with somebody on whether or not it ever had relevancy. When we look at the size of the channels that are out there and the scale, and the lack of any either interest or effectiveness on law, then what's the point of it? So I'd say that this concept of people getting together and having or a YouTube facilitating conversation to the level it's had, I think that's a great time to start thinking about what you're talking about today. So, you know, alternate platforms. So I think that should not just be like, hey, what do we do when YouTube fails? But it should be part of our projects. Like, you know, let's figure out other ways to communicate because YouTube's going to fail at some point or whatever, you know, fill in the blank, whatever the easy platform of the day is going to be. That should always just be a variable in our overall project, you know, layouts or designs. Right. Nothing should be integral on another person's platform. So anyway, Discord, without going into everything everybody said, I think Nightstrike has a point there with Discord. That's what Matt used the other night. That was actually pretty fluent. Again, it's somebody else's platform and it's hidden, so it doesn't broadcast. You need to pull something out to broadcast. So I'm not going to be able to give too many more examples other than Gun Channels has a piece of that, our broken text chat thing that nobody uses, you know, at the bottom of the screen. That has the ability to have a hangout just like we're doing here. What it lacks is the broadcast ability. So there's lots of options out there to have instant messages, conversations like buddy lists and text chats between people on a platform, you know, with a group of users. But as far as the chat rooms, we've seen, at least from my experience, that's becoming less interested. People are less interested in it. It's becoming less favorable. So the techs that are creating software have abandoned it. I don't even know of any. So this hangout room, nobody's really emulating it, but I think that's why I think that we're ripe for somebody to jump in and see the lack, right, the need, and then, you know, somebody who's got the wherewithal to put a platform up that's just live stuff could make $1 million. The last thing is well, I guess I already covered it, like, you know, getting off of YouTube as a crutch or as a foundation is not only necessary, but it's certainly feasible. Look at We Like Shooting. We just talked to Sean the other day, right? And they've intentionally never used YouTube as the main leveraging point. And they've been ultimately successful. And I think in the long run, the people that we're having this conversation with, people that are interested in having conversations in the Second Amendment arena and about Second Amendment issues as activists, it's more necessary for us to figure out creative, interesting ways to create new audience, to bake more cake instead of trying to slice up the pies that are already there. YouTube's strategies, every single recipe on YouTube is YouTube gathers the people. We figure out how to slice up that pie, right? Using the logarithms and everything. Well, I'm all about, hey, why don't we come up with some creative ideas to work with gun shops or shooting facilities or independent individuals who are in the shooting industry or community and work with them to have conversations and the tools, again, the platforms. I think we should be flexible. And just like we have a toolbox full of 6 different kind of screwdrivers for different applications, we should have Discord, Facebook. Nobody mentioned Facebook, thankfully, but I'm sure there's some Facebook fake YouTube version, right? And then whatever, maybe, you know, like whatever the VidMe version of live chat is going to be, there's going to be some kind of experimental tentative one with half the features that some people use and other people can't withstand. You know, we should all be the same way we venture out into other social media platforms, venturing out into these live things, right? It's so easy when you guys do the podcasting, right? You create a podcast and it gets distributed. Live stuff is just like that. Once you got that key in an OBS software, you can be distributing to 7 different live. You've done it. I think you did 11 different live venues, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's one thing that I was gonna mention when you were I don't remember what point through all that you were even talking about it. I think it was when you brought up the Discord maybe and having to disseminate that over to something else, blah blah blah. And with that, I was using and probably could still, if I could get good internet, that would be another experiment for $10 a month or whatever it is that I would really like to try. I would really like to try taking that and seeing if I could push my lives to, you know, 4 or 5 different platforms at one time. I think I'm limited more by internet speed than anything, because it everything seems to work okay doing that, except for, the streams and all were sluggish, especially in certain places. Facebook was god awful, but their infrastructure is horrible. Different story for a different time. But yeah, that particular program was called Castr, C-A-S-T-R, or a particular software was called Castr. And yeah, I was thinking about that and thinking for potentially Obnoxious, I mean, might be something that, he could look into. And I mean, if, you know, folks out there could, you know, maybe facilitate that, because it is, I think, $9.99 a month or something, you know, help facilitate that through, you know, Patreon or something like that, like we were talking about. Heck, even better. I mean, keep all that stuff going. Was that all you had, G?
Yeah, but something about what you just said there made me think, like, instead of having dollars, we could just use bullets as the commodity.
There you go. Might as well, if we're going to change it all around. Why not, right? So, yeah, that's going to do it, I think. I think we've covered it pretty much from what prompted the conversation through, you know, what are some of the things to look for and potential ways to get around it or to rise above it and keep going. Going to run this one through the panel, let everybody get their plugs in, everything else they need to get. But first, just a reminder for everybody that is listening in replay, of course, and also in the chats here on the YouTube side and the Gun Channel side. The conversation doesn't have to end. I mean, that's what the comment sections below are for. So get after it. Sarge, give us your plugs, all that good stuff. What you got coming up? Let us know.
I put out a new video on that brand new Sega unboxing. That was fun. And as far as plugs, I'm going to do a couple more drill videos. I'm going to get back on the range, do a couple more things. I haven't done any drill videos in a while, so that's about all I got going on right now.
Did that come with multiple controllers? Were they Wi-Fi? What kind of Sega was it again?
Does it still have Sonic?
Yes. It doesn't have Sonic. Yes, it did.
You got to kind of roll the letters in order to pronounce that right.
You're a country boy. I don't have the accent. My buddy does.
You're a country boy. You can't do that. Obnoxious, what you got coming up?
Oh, I've still got a couple of NRAM videos, and actually probably
God,
still.
God, you don't have them done yet?
No, I got to space them out, so I got content, brother.
You're making us all look bad, man. You're going to have to quit going places and getting a bunch of content.
Well, I'm done now until November. And I actually still got a couple of Wanamakers, I think. And usually I would use this spot to tell everybody to go over to my Patreon to support my fight against e-bagging. But since we're probably going to have to start paying for some kind of broadcasting software, I'm going to e-bag.
Right, right. It's amazing how perspectives can be changed. Just saying in one show. Yeah. Night Strike, what you got going on?
Oh, check out guntube.org. Check out Hit or Miss Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. Yeah. What else do I have going on? I don't know. Help me get to 1,000 subscribers so I can give away this lower parts kit.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good giveaway, Adam. Great giveaway, Adam.
AR-15 lower parts kit with the buffer tube kit as well.
Oh, heck yeah. That'll work. T-Webs, what kind of irons you got in the fire?
You know, the normal stuff, all the 2A patch stuff got shipped, except for the people that are actually participants of it. And then I was going to say, there's pretty much, I think, everybody in this chat panel tonight has a Patreon. So if you'd like to participate in the creation of interesting content, consider not wasting your money on that crazy high blood pressure medicine or that asthma inhaler this month, and instead buy us each a cup of coffee.
There you go. Oh, Lord. And I've been, I got to say, the interviews, I know you were discouraged with the hangouts and everything, and the interview not happening yesterday, but I've
dude, it took really long to get Tim Knight ready. And I go to get ready, like, you know, the same thing as every other time, half an hour before the show, and I'm like, and he starts texting me, what's going on? I don't know, where's the link? What's going on? Is this happening? What's going on? I'm like, oh, man.
Right. Yeah, I know. And I know that sucks. But what I was going to say is, for those out there, yeah, jump over to the gun websites, channels, and yeah, check out those, you know, 2A interviews. Every one of them has been, you know, off the hook, off the chain. I mean, great conversation, great information and insight into these different people out there in the community. So appreciate you doing that, G. Giz, other than giving them the bird, what do you got going?
Tomorrow night we have Foul Territory, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And then on Sunday morning, we will have the Early Bird Chat. That's at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. And, check out my website, GizzardGary.com. And thank you very much for the invite.
You bet. Ghost, other than about a week left on Drill of the Month, it looks like. What's up?
Yeah, we got Drill of the Month. We've got another week left on that. And other than that, nothing. Please help me in the petition to get me to be the lead in John Wick 4. My agent told me that I was denied as quicker than any other person has ever been denied for a part. So I'm starting a petition. So.
Well, I might can pull some strings, and mm-hmm. I hate to say this publicly on a live chat with the people I know in Hollywood. I don't want to out myself, right? But I could pull some strings potentially, but I need to know beforehand. Are you interested in Halle Berry's part at all?
I'm interested in Halle Berry. I mean, is that what you're asking?
No, that's not what I was asking.
So you've given up.
If you haven't seen the movie. What's that?
Right. You've given up on your dreams of professional basketball, and now you've moved into movie making?
Well, here's a problem, though, is I've got the same agent for my Hollywood career and my sporting career, and his name is Sal. And, you know, it is what it is.
All right. And on that, we're gonna get the heck out of here. So, join us for next week. Most likely, we'll probably talk a little bit about OBS and how things work. I'm certainly going to play around with it a little more between now and then, particularly with Skype and Zoom and some other software. So, yeah, for everybody on the YouTube side in the chat, also over on the Gun Channel side in the chat, which were a few of them hanging out there, Dead Horse and some others. Thanks for joining in live and hanging out. Wasn't a lot of questions, but we certainly got nerdy with the conversation tonight, I think. So, until next week, stay nerdy, guys. Bye.